This time next week, David Cameron will be in the middle of summit negotiations over Britain's terms of membership of the European Union. The Prime Minister making his last big speech ahead of those talks today in Hamburg, where he's also going to meet the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Germany is, well, it's about as close as you can get, isn't it, to a European superpower. And yet the migration crisis has put Chancellor Merkel under an awful lot of pressure in recent months. So how does Germany now view Britain's renegotiation hopes? How much help is Chancellor Merkel going to be to the Prime Minister? Our Europe editor, Katja Adler, reports.
There's a saying in this strident port city that when it rains in the UK, the Anglophile people of Hamburg open their umbrellas. Trade and cultural links with London date back centuries. And it's in this symbolic setting, not in Berlin, that Angela Merkel has chosen to host David Cameron days before his new EU deal for the UK goes to the vote at a summit of European leaders. Out now of the freezing damp Hamburg cold and into the near Renaissance splendour of Hamburg's City Hall. It's huge and terribly impressive with its stone pillars and curved ceilings. It has six more rooms than Buckingham Palace, if you please, and it's also the venue for an annual dinner that dates back now 600 years.
This is a very traditional dinner made for organizing friendship between different countries. And so I hope that when the Chancellor and the Prime Minister are coming together here, this is a sign for being together in Europe.
Hamburg Mayor Olaf Scholz is hosting the dinner. It's just a very public display, isn't it, of being side by side so close to the summit. So how convinced do you think they are that this is a smooth home run now?
The German government did a lot to find a solution. And my experience in political affairs is that it's always the case that the real deal is made in the last second.
We wait till Thursday night.
We have to wait.
But Germany is not known for being a laid-back nation with a que sera, sera philosophy. So anxious was the Merkel government to give David Cameron a helping hand with his EU renegotiations that it formed a troubleshooting Brexit task force of its own. Dietrich Versich is Hamburg's former deputy mayor and he's a national board member of Angela Merkel's CDU party.
Für uns alle ist England ein bisschen Mutter oder Vater Europas.
For us Germans, Britain is like a mother or a father of Europe. We can't imagine them leaving the family. We look at the past, all that pain and bloodshed of world wars before arriving at European Union. We look at the future. We in Europe are only 7% of the world's population. We can't act alone. We need to stand together. And anyway, Germany also agrees with Mr. Cameron's EU reforms, like changing migrant benefits. We also have too many people coming our way because of a generous welfare system.
But the issue of all those people coming Germany's way, most of them on crowded dinghies from Turkey via Greece, has also distracted Chancellor Merkel from the British question. And it's weakened her hand at home and abroad. Just hours before David Cameron arrives in Hamburg, we came across this. Hundreds of people on the street here, young families, middle-class couples, pensioners, all demonstrating against plans to build new housing for thousands of asylum seekers.
Ich habe eher den Eindruck von verhärteten Fronten, dass
politicians aren't listening to their own people. Mrs. Merkel is not limiting migrant numbers. Divisions are deepening in Germany.
Divisions are spreading across Europe too, further reducing German influence, so all pervasive and persuasive even 6 months ago. St. Joseph's Church this Ash Wednesday in central Hamburg. A service in Polish. Germany is home to more than 2 million Poles. That's more than double the number living in the UK. But traditionally strong ties between the two countries have become strained following the victory of centre-right nationalists in Poland's parliamentary elections. Markus Kotzur is a professor of European affairs at Hamburg University.
Since the election, I think quite a lot of things change. The new government is much more harsh and wait a minute. I wouldn't describe it as anti-German. That might overdo the thing. It's also not wanting to be bossed about by big Germany. Poland wants to be taken seriously as a political player on the European plane, and that Poland, of course, got allies, the conservative government in Hungary, for instance, other countries in that region. I think
they work together as a bloc, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And can they cause trouble, could make waves for Britain, no?
Yeah, absolutely. That could cause trouble for Britain. I think Germany should not be overestimated.
So, if the Prime Minister can't count on Germany to bulldoze last-minute objections to his EU deal at next week's summit, should Hamburg's Anglophiles prepare for bye-bye Britain, as one popular newspaper wrote here? Here, the English-language Hamburg Players Theatre Group warm up vocally. While in the foyer, we get their British-German audience into the analytical swing of things. After all, this week's performance is entitled Love, Politics and Dirty Laundry.
Basically, the Germans are fairly pro-British, if you like, although the trouble is that there are also Germans who would say, well, if the Brits don't want to stay, then good riddance.
I think every German thinks that Britain should stay in the community, and it's a good idea that Angela Merkel and David Cameron meet to talk about it.
I can understand that some people are annoyed and they don't like the idea that we have EU members with more privileges.
Then you call it extra wurst, like extra sausage, you call it in German.
Extra wurst, yes.
So you would give Britain extra wurst to try and encourage it to keep it to stay in?
Yeah.
That's the bell. Third round.
The Prime Minister's EU deal ordeal is not over yet. And yes, there is an element of theatre to the insistence that negotiations remain fraught till the very last moment. But with Germany too weak to force unanimous EU leader support, there is a real risk here of curtains closing with an unexpected twist.
Katja Adler reporting from Germany.